This is JIS News. Coming up, Youth Minister seeks legal advice on unauthorized sex education program in children's homes, processing of work permits for foreign nationals restructured, and government to construct concrete roadway at Riverton landfill. The news in detail after the break. Stay with us.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
Now the news. Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna is seeking legal opinions on the actions taken by Jamaicans for Justice, JFJ, and the administrators of six privately operated children's homes. This follows the implementation of an unauthorized sexual education program in the facilities. Minister Hanna has referred the issue to the Children's Advocate and the Attorney General for advice on the legal recourse available to the ministry and or CDA under the circumstances. She says the ministry is moving to ensure this breach of the protection of the children in state care does not recur. Minister Hanna has also instructed the CDA to immediately sharpen its monitoring functions. The processing of work permits for foreign nationals will be restructured effective Monday, June 23. The restructuring is intended to create a dynamic labor market which can foster productivity growth, promote flexibility, and increase real incomes. Director of the Work Permit Unit in the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, Lisa Grant, says the move is also in keeping with the country's labor market reform. She says the new structure is based on a categorization of economic sectors with different fees applied to each group.
Sectors that will encourage investment, economic growth, and employment will attract lower fees. Conversely, the sectors for which adequate skill sets are available locally will attract higher fees.
Ms. Grant was speaking at a recently held JIS think tank session. She says the streamlining will see a 4% increase in the current application fee of $14,400, which will move to $15,000. The existing general permit fee of $180,000 per annum will also be abolished to introduce several categories of employment under which respective fees are to be paid. The government is to spend $200 million to construct 2 kilometers of concrete roadway along the access road to the Riverton City landfill in St. Andrew. The work is being funded through a donation from the Mesoamerican Fund, operated by the Mexican government and managed by the United Nations Office for Project Services. Local Government and Community Development Minister Noel R. Scott says the use of concrete is one of the preferred paving materials for Jamaica's roadways, given its life expectancy, load carrying capacity, and competitive price.
We have to find ways to construct roads with longer lifespan. This ministry, along with the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, is assessing road construction technologies with the intent of realizing value for money in the road building sector.
Minister R. Scott was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in Parliament Tuesday. It's estimated that roads made of concrete remain stable for 13 to 30 years compared to asphalt surfaces, which last for 6 to 20 years. And high school administrators and teachers are being urged to make use of GSAT student profiles to help children transition smoothly from primary to high school. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says the profiles provide individualized scores and other key information for each task tested at the GSAT level.
Therefore, we are calling on parents and teachers to pay attention to these and to take remedial action where it is called for. The time to confront weaknesses is not in grade 8, grade 9, grade 10, but rather at grade 7. The Ministry of Education is anxious to provide assistance in terms of coaching, additional services to assist this process, particularly in schools which we may have a concentration of students scoring under 50%.
Reverend Thwaites was speaking at a press conference earlier this week. That was the JIS News. I am Carnine Brown.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.